This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. I don't know why this has to be talked about, but I guess if it was going to be an issue, 2020 is a year where it's going to be an issue. Guys, when you order chicken, you got to play it safe, okay? Call it white meat or dark meat, but you got to be really, really careful when you pun the breasts. Or, I want the thighs. Apparently, that is possibly going to be next on the chopping block on things to make more politically correct. Now, if somebody was around me and says, I want a chicken breast, I wouldn't even think that was sexual. I don't like chicken breasts. I think chicken breasts are very dry. I think they're the worst part of the chicken. I'll eat a chicken leg or a chicken thigh or a chicken wing way before the breast. The breast meat is the most dry. Unless you go to a good restaurant that really knows how to cook it and not overcook it and overdry it out, I'm not really big on the breasts, okay? But you see where there's a lot of opportunity for play on words. Now what's interesting is it Steve Harvey that does Family Feud? I think so. So anyway, okay, so last night, the governor in my state, Governor Sisolak, was going to be doing a press conference. So I turned on the TV, you know, to wait for the press conference, and I think it was Family Feud that was on. I remember Richard Dawson, you know, Survey Says, and I think now it's Steve Harvey that does Family Feud. And so, apparently there was a question, and I'm trying to see how to word it. There was a mom and a daughter that was doing, like, the final challenge. And I guess the mom had been asked if Colonel Sanders, I guess, had to humanize a chicken, what would be his favorite parts? So she said legs, and everybody's like, oh, yay, legs, okay, and got 45 points. Now, the daughter comes out, and I guess a Family Feud, you're not allowed to see what your mama did, right, or whatever, because you need to then say an answer, and I don't see how they can't hear. I mean, I've been in green rooms before. You could still hear everything, but anyway. So then they walk out, and they pretend like they don't see, and they don't know what their mom said or whatever, and then she gets asked that same question. If Colonel Sanders, you know, I guess looked at a human as a chicken or whatever, what would be his favorite part? Now, she said boobs, okay, because she's thinking, and yeah, she said that on TV, she said boobs. And you saw Steve Harvey get a little nervous because he has to always repeat the word. Okay? Now, you even heard some of the politically correct people in the audience like almost gasp, like, oh, she said boops. But that's kind of what, you know, the young generation, the young generation is not going to call them mammary glands. They're not going to call them tatas. You know, they're going to call them boobs or boobies. So Steve Harvey has to then go, okay, you know, he has to repeat the question. And he said, you know, Colonel Sanders, if he tries to humanize a chicken, his most favorite part would be the boobs. And you saw him say it, and he kind of looked to the side, probably looking at his producer, like, am I going to get in trouble for saying this? And then the answer was breasts, and everybody was, yay, whatever. But you could just kind of feel the tension in the room. And I mean, well, oh my gosh, we've been eating chicken breasts. We've been talking about chicken breasts. We've been talking about chicken thighs, chicken legs. We've been talking about, I mean, we've been eating chicken for years. I mean, cow. We've been eating cow tushy. We don't call it cow tushy. We'll call it round roast or whatever the tushy part of the cow is. I don't know what it is, you know. But, and then some of you guys even eat elephant feces in your coffee. I don't really remember what the name of that is. So we're kind of used to, you know, eating anatomical parts, right? For, you know, although I really don't understand how a human breast is anything like a chicken breast. Chicken breasts have a lot of meat. Okay? Meat is muscle. Okay? We women, there's not really a lot of muscle in the, I mean, maybe around, but I mean, if a woman has a large breast, not really a lot of muscle in that. Well, yeah, maybe there is. There is. Yeah, there's some ligaments and things like that. But anyway, I just don't see how a woman's boobie equates to chicken. But nonetheless, here we have it on Family Feud, which has been around for decades and one of everybody's favorite game show. Although my favorite game show used to be Card Sharks and Price is Right. I got really, really good. Card Sharks was really like higher, higher, then lower, lower. They put a card, like they put a two up. And you'd be like, higher. And then it'd be like three. And you're like, woo. Then you're like, higher. I totally want to always play Card Sharks. Because I thought I would ace that. Price is Right, I was really good because, you know, I kind of knew that a car at the time was like $6,745. Now I don't even know what cars cost because I just get used or I'll Uber. So anyway, what that kind of delineates is whatever you think you're doing, right, to be politically correct and safe, every day there's going to be something else reminding you that, whoa, you can't say that. You can't. And the fact that you're already seen on TV or even in workplaces, and I'm, you know, hearing from listeners, you know, that you know, this creepy guy at my work that always orders a chicken breast, and he's, you know, I could see it, and I'm hearing that chicken breast and chicken thigh and leg meat and all that stuff is going to be on the chopping block next. So how should you order lunch? Salad? I think salad is safe. I understand there are some dirty terms that include salad. Noodles, I understand this. See, the problem is people always intermix sex with food because food, you know, stimulates your pleasure centers. Sex does. People like to even add food to. I don't get how people put sushi on. So is that a thing where you have a naked body and then you put sushi on there and then you eat the sushi? I'm not a big sushi eater. And I mean, if I'm going to eat something, I want it on a plate or I want it like steak. I'm not going to eat steak off a naked body. I want to like it on a plate with a fork and knife, or I just want to eat it with my fingers. So I don't know. But anyway, be careful when you order food that sounds sexual. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I live in Nevada, and Nevada has been targeted by Washington as being a hot spot and an area that has a high positivity rate. I think our positivity rate is about 17%, when in order to kind of reopen, you have to prove you have a less than 5%. And a lot of states are kind of doing their own things. They might not be going by what Washington is recommending, and it's a little bit of a cluster. And by positivity rate, it doesn't necessarily mean we have 17% of our population in the ICU. It means that if we have 100 people think they need to take a test, and they go and take the test, because they think they, you know, have COVID or whatever, or they are told to take the test or whatever, 17% of them are coming back positive. That's kind of high in terms of positivity. In terms of morbidity and mortality, we're getting numbers of, the ICUs are still full and the hospitals are still busy. So Nevada is having some issues, okay? So our governor has did a press conference, and I've said this before, okay? I know some people don't like him. I know some people don't get along with him, but I got to tell you, to be a governor in this day and age, in this year with all this, is hard. And I mean, I give him credit for not saying, screw you guys, I'm going home, and I'm out. I mean, hey, it's not easy, and who knows if he's going to get reelected. I mean, he's had to make some real tough decisions. A lot of the decisions, many of us have disagreed with, but, I think any of our officials are doing the best they can, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's, Governor Sisolak, whether it's, across party lines. This is a crappy time to be in politics, period. However, I'm a little nervous about some of the things that are kind of happening, okay? I mean, I always kind of get a little nervous, okay? I'm not really a nervous person. I'm just very, is this a good idea? So we, in my neck of the woods, and probably you guys in your neck of the woods, you have these phases, okay? I don't know who decided to adopt the phase term, but phases were supposed to be something more concrete. We always like to put numbers. In medicine, in politics, everybody wants numbers. So they came up with these phases. Phase one, phase two, phase three. So when my employees were asking me, what phase are we in and what phase are we allowed to reopen, because I have a couple salons, I'm like, I don't think it's a definition, because some states were in phase one, and salons were open. Some states said salons couldn't open until phase four. Some states said salons can open phase two or whatever. We were phase two, so salons could open. So it's not really consistent among states. Then the phases kind of confused people, because casinos, who you would think would probably be a breeding ground, for germs and all that, were able to open sooner than churches. So that became an issue. It even went as far up to the Supreme Court. I think it got rejected at the Supreme Court level. So apparently people think that a church is more of a hotbed for COVID than a casino. And that's, again, a lot to debate. Well, I think the majority of Americans realize that this whole phase idea or this whole phase philosophy is a little bit of a farce, okay? Because not everybody's consistent. If you say we're in phase two, we don't know what the hell that means. Unless you're in that state and you read that map or that framework, Plus, we were told that casinos weren't really going to open until phase four, later on down the line, but then they opened up in phase two anyway. And they had to, because the state was going under. I mean, and we have all these workers, and we have, we were dying. We were coming to ghost town faster than, any Terminator 2 movie with the whole nuclear scene. I mean, it was really getting bad out here. So I think everybody in Nevada kind of realized this whole phase thing doesn't make sense. So Governor Sisolak is kind of done with the phases. Okay, so you're like, okay, well, that's good. Okay. However, bars are still to remain closed, except in a couple counties. We had a couple counties that opened up. It's interesting, when bars were about to close a couple weeks ago, I saw kind of the fear and the confusion online. People were panicking, because they have bars, or they, have businesses. Bars are pretty important in Nevada, okay? I mean, hey, live in Nevada, you drink, okay? And the governor had done a press conference a couple weeks prior, and he had said, look, we're going to be closing bars, okay? And we are going to outline which counties. this is going to happen in. So people were panicking online, and, you know, the most populous counties is Clark County, where I live in Vegas, and then Washoe County up north. So people were panicking, and, you know, other people were trying to calm them down, going, look, guys, okay, you know, it's not every county. We'll find out which counties have to close their bars. Okay, well, I mean, obviously, it's going to be the bigger counties, okay? We're not talking about little, you know, smaller counties that are the ones that are being blamed for coronavirus. So you just kind of, that's just a symptom of people praying and hoping for a miracle that their county isn't going to get closed, and it just happens to be the most populous county of the city, you know, cities that are the entertainment capitals of the world. So I get the confusion and the hesitancy. But we were told last night that some bars could reopen, but bars are still going to stay closed. We've been progressing in terms of our death rates, and we've been, you know, the hospitals haven't been overwhelmed, and so it seems very, very calculated. But then the one thing that the governor said that started to make people nervous is, as he said he was going to get rid of the phase, whole framework, he brought up, we are going to have a long-term mitigation strategy. Now, he had a mask on, and I was trying to watch, because I also kind of read lips a little bit, because I'm hard of hearing. So I kind of looked immediately to the woman who was doing the sign language, to see if I could get any clarity from her. But long-term mitigation strategy, to me, means, rather than having phases and what's the word for it when you have a not so much a responsibility, but when you have I'm trying to think of the word for it. So when you make a change or whatever, there needs to be a law to justify it. There needs to be justification. There needs to be a reference. Now these references are gone, because we really didn't follow them as references. A virus doesn't give a damn about anybody's phases or columns or rules. So even though the governor is right, you really can't do the whole phase thing, and we have to have a long-term mitigation strategy, that makes people very, very nervous who doesn't like big government. And so when I hear long-term mitigation strategy and the bars are still closed, that to me means week to week, rules change. What that means is now there's a blanket, rules can change. And if we think birthday party places are at risk, your birthday party place has to close. If we think certain department stores are riskier than Walmart or Target, we could close the stores. It just, to me, and maybe not that individualized, but it sounds like, rather than saying, okay, a salon is safe if they're in phase two, or a bar is in trouble if they're in phase four, it allows maybe a little bit more flexibility, but that can also allow, unfortunately, more, why can't I think of the word? I'm sorry, and it's just on the tip of my tongue. More abuse. You know, and I'm not accusing anybody in the government of wanting to abuse things, but it leaves it really wide open, where if something doesn't go right, which wasn't your fault, there were crowds, there were protests, there were people not wearing masks, and you are unlucky enough to be in an industry that did their job for the most part on a small scale, you're screwed. And you can't go back and go, but look, we were in that phase. See, now it's more loose. So a long-term mitigation strategy makes sense with a, you know, pandemic. Going, look, you know, if we see that this virus is being spread easier in these race car birthday party places, we need to be able to act on those. We need that flexibility. And that, I get that. That makes sense. Or if we find that we have an outlandish number of salons where stylists are coming to work sick, then, you know, we need to, you know, start to kind of curb rules. I don't think everybody needs to be in trouble for that, but, you know, they need to curb, curb exposure. But it's just, there's a little too much now unpredictability with who gets closed and who doesn't, and it's making people nervous. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to know which version of the Democratic Party will show up during stimulus negotiations.
They can come to the table, work with Republicans, and engage seriously to make law for the American people, or they can stay on the sidelines, point fingers, and let another rescue package go the same way as the police reform bill they killed back in June.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. Attorney General Bill Barr continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee.
In the wake of George Floyd's death, violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests to wreak senseless havoc and destruction on innocent victims.
The Attorney General there discussing the President's decision to send federal troops to protect federal buildings in Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News. Mystery seeds from China are landing in Americans' mailboxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
The acting head of the Park Police says officers followed proper procedures before advancing on protesters in Lafayette Square on June 1st.
Protesters were physically combative with members of law enforcement. The violent protesters injured 50 officers. 11 of my officers were transported to area hospitals, and 3 of them were ultimately admitted.
Acting Chief Gregory Monahan testifying on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly's Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, what's going on in California is always evolving. California police on Monday had to arrest a dozen protesters who chained themselves to the front gate of a house owned by Governor Newsom in Fair Oaks, California. Now, why did they chain themselves to his gate? Because it was over the transfer of prisoners to the custody of ICE officers. A spokesman with the California Highway Patrol told the Sacramento Bee that 10 to 14 demonstrators would be arrested for trespassing. Those arrested reportedly included undocumented activists as well as immigrant rights attorneys. There were 10 to 14 people who were chained to themselves and the gate that were obstructing public access. All of those people are going to be arrested for trespassing. So these protests come amid rising new numbers of the new COVID cases in the state and outbreaks specifically occurring in detention facilities within California, including San Quentin State Prison, where 537 cases of the virus are currently active among inmates, and more than 2,600 cases have been confirmed since the beginning of the pandemic. Activists are also calling for mass clemency for many inmates in the state, arguing that the ongoing coronavirus pandemic is endangering their lives in the prison's close quarters. So Governor Newsom, they say, you are responsible for the COVID crisis that's happening in prisons and jails. You must act now to save lives. That's according to one demonstrator. So Newsom's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the arrest of the other activists. Dozens of state and local leaders called on Newsom to halt the transfer of undocumented immigrants to ICE officials in an open letter released. So I didn't think that California was doing a lot of deporting or at this time, but I guess there is still an active Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department. So we'll keep you posted on the protests there. We're also being told that California has kind of identified a new hot spot. Apparently, it's the inland, is it the Imperial, is it the Inland Empire or the Central Valley area? Okay. So that's not necessarily coastal. That's more where the farms are and where the manufacturing is and prison. So Imperial County is now the hardest hit region in California. And the 14-day average rate of positivity test statewide is about 7.5%. The Central Valley jumps up to 17.7%. Actually kind of close to Vegas or Nevada numbers. So the governor announced that as much as he did a few weeks ago in hard-hit Imperial County, he is now going to deploy 3 strike teams. That doesn't sound fun. And these strike teams are made up of HHS, OSHA, and state emergency services personnel and local partners to aid the Central Valley. He announced a $52 million investment to bolster testing, tracing, and healthcare support in the Central Valley that comes via a $400 million CDC grant. So the Central Valley have 8 counties where that rate is above, or the R is above 1, meaning for every person infected, they pass it on to more than one person. The top health official, Dr. Mark Gailey, said that the R was as high as 1.4, meaning these people are infecting more than one, and which kind of makes sense. It's pretty transmissible, unfortunately. Some areas are seeing 65% of their hospital and ICU beds taken up by coronavirus cases. Outside the Central Valley, Los Angeles is, they say Imperial Valley is making progress, but L.A. is still a disproportionate focus of state efforts. So the 18 to 49 age group seems to be hit pretty aggressively by the virus, so we're seeing younger groups. And, you know, people are asking me about that. They're like, is it because of the protests? You know, I don't know because, you know, people have said, look, the younger people are getting hit because the older people have already had it. And it's a very interesting theory, but then why wouldn't the younger people have been hit first wave? You know? I mean, if the virus is going to hit people, I mean, you know, young people were still going to the stores, and I mean, they were out there more than older people were. So I don't think that younger people are being more affected because older people had it already, unless they are looking at a percentage number, where let's say you had 1,000 people infected, during the first wave, the majority of them were older than the younger, and then now youngers are making up more of those numbers just because of the percentages of relative thing. So I'm not sure. The other is maybe the virus mutated, where, you know, younger, sturdier people or something that they're doing could be putting them at more risk. I don't know. Or it could just be, which is kind of the easier theory, younger people said, to heck with this whole lockdown thing. We're going to go out and, you know, be with friends and date and protest and whatever. And so those younger people got themselves exposed. You didn't really see a lot of older people at the protests. You saw some, but that one guy, you know, fell and not, you know, head trauma, and so older people were a little scared. So that's kind of what's going on in California. Also, in entertainment news, we have the Emmy nominations. Now, most of the time when we talk about the Emmys, I really don't know half of these shows because I don't really watch a lot of TV. Yet, we've been watching a lot of TV. And so I think some of you guys might actually recognize some of these shows. So the Emmy Awards were, announced by Leslie Jones. This is the 72nd Primetime Awards. So for Outstanding Lead Actor, you have Anthony Anderson in Black-ish, John Cheadle in Black Monday, Ted Danson in The Good Place, Michael Douglas in The Kominsky Method. I haven't seen that. Eugene Levy in, I'm going to say Poopoo's Creek, because I don't think I'm allowed to say that word. It's a good show. Rami Youssef in Rami. Lead actress in comedy is Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan in The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Linda Cardellini, Dead to Me, Catherine O'Hara in Poopoo's Creek, Issa Rae in Secure, and Tracy Ellis Ross in Black-ish. Lead actor in drama series is Jason Bateman for Ozark, Sterling Brown in This Is Us. Sterling Brown's one of my favorite actors. Steve Carell, The Morning Show, Brian Cox, Succession, Billy Porter Rose, Jeremy Strong, Succession, and lead actress in drama series, Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show. I hear The Morning Show's good. I need to see it. Olivia Colman, The Crown. Yeah, she did a good job as, Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Laura Linney, Ozark, Sandra Oh, Killing Eve, and Zendaya, Euphoria. So in terms of competition programs, nominated as Masked Singer, nailed it. RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. For talk series, it's Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Now, in terms of lead actor in a limited series or movies, you had Watchmen, Bad Education, Normal People, Hollywood, I Know This Much Is True, so Jeremy Irons, Hugh Jackman, Paul Mescal, Jeremy Pope, and Mark Ruffalo were nominated, just as Cate Blanchett, Shira Haas, Regina King, Octavia Spencer, Kerry Washington for their roles in Miss America, Unorthodox, Watchmen, Self-Made, and Little Fires Everywhere. So what about series? Well, outstanding limited series, you got Hulu's Little Fires Everywhere, Mrs. America, Netflix is Unbelievable, Netflix is Unorthodox, and HBO's Watchmen. Outstanding comedy series is Curb Your Enthusiasm, Dead to Me, The Good Place, Insecure, The Kominsky Method, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Poopoo's Creek, and What We Do in the Shadows. Drama series is Better Call Saul. Ooh, I like that one. The Crown, I like that one too. The Handmaid's Tale, Killing Eve, The Mandalorian. Ooh, The Mandalorian. I like The Mandalorian. Little Baby Yoda. Ozark was good, Stranger Things was good, and Succession. So, it's really interesting to see how TV's made a comeback, you know, I really give thanks, that kind of credits, Sopranos kind of did that in the early 2000s, about 20 some years ago, trying to, you know, bring TV back to life as these movie stations like HBO and Showtime had to not be movie stations anymore. They had to kind of compete with Blockbuster and then streaming services. And so now we got some really, really cool shows out there. I thought Ozark was good too. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, don't ask, but I guess people across the United States have been reporting that they've been getting random packages of seeds sent to them. And the packaging has Chinese writing on it. So now hitting national headlines is we have a warning from, I believe, the U.S. Department of Agriculture that if somebody sends you, or if you open up your mail and there's a nice, beautiful little package of seeds, to not go and plant them. Now, you would think that'd be common sense, but I get it. When I see seeds, when I see a nice little package of seeds, I think of, I like plants. I do. Maybe it's because I had to take so much botany in school. But if I got a bunch of seeds, I would plant them. I don't smoke, so I really wouldn't try and smoke them or crush them or anything like that. I would like try to plant them. And I would then be like, oh, maybe it's a beautiful flower. Maybe if it's a vegetable. They're saying if you're getting any seeds from China, don't plant them. Now, some of you are like, what the hell could this be about? We don't know, okay? I mean, some of the theories is maybe this is a bio-agricultural sort of weapon. Others think maybe it really doesn't have to do with China trying to attack us, is that there's a lot of companies out there that want good reviews. And so I think it's called brushing, where you send out a free, you give free product in hopes that they will turn around and then review you. You know, a lot of people do that with books. And I haven't done that yet. You know, I've written some books, and I didn't really think about doing that. Just give a bunch of people free books and tell them to you know, write reviews. I don't really like the whole review thing because I think a lot of them are fake. I think a lot of the good reviews are written by people's mommies. And a lot of the bad reviews are people that are, you know, upset that, you know, you caught them when they skated on their bill or whatever, took them to collections or whatever. So it's not, you know, the whole review thing I think is a little, it's a little biased. But anyway, if you guys get any seeds in the mail, any sort of agriculture in the mail, I would not smoke them. I wouldn't put them in your tea. Notify the U.S. Department of Agriculture because they're trying to figure out which states have these a lot, and there are a few states that have them. I think Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, South Carolina, Washington are among the state agencies that are also issuing similar warnings. So, I mean, nobody just sends you a gift. Nobody just sends you something for nothing. You know? So, all right. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we are hearing that if you are a tall man, like over 6 feet, you know, people might think you're pretty hot. You know, people like tall men. Very, very sexy. When it comes to COVID, not so good. Apparently in the UK, they did a study, and they looked at, though, you know, depending on your height, the taller the man, the higher risk they are for COVID. Now, some of you would say, well, you know, maybe it's because they're taller and, you know, they pick up all the sneezes. See, I don't know about that. This, by the way, is not a peer-reviewed study. It still has to go through all that, but they you know, published their results so we could look at it and talk it through and, you know, mentally exercise through it all. But if this is true, that kind of changes a little bit our idea of COVID. If tall men, because you don't really have a lot of 6 feet women, okay? So if that, this might not just be a man thing. This might just be a height thing. So if you have a dude that's over 6 feet and you notice that they seem to have a propensity, then let's kind of look at the aerodynamics, okay? So if a virus is droplet transmission, that means, you know, it's in a droplet, and it needs that droplet to fly. Droplets are heavy. So if you have a 5'2" woman who sneezes, for it to go up, you know, that extra, you know, those extra inches, I would think it would go down. So then that starts to look at, okay, well, maybe we're also looking at some sort of airborne transmission, not necessarily needing droplet. And then if that's the case, hot air rises when cool air goes to the ground, right? So if a guy who's 6 feet you would think would be safer because the 5'8" or the 5'9" is closer to all the other 5'2" and 5'1" and the kids and all that. But if somebody taller is at higher risk, we are looking at something that, do you see that? It's you would think a shorter person would be at higher risk because they're closer to everybody else, which means maybe there's a relationship with hot air rises, cool air falls. So maybe this is a virus that really thrives in heat or will move up to warmer temperatures. Now, when the COVID first started, it really kind of hit the colder areas first. But we thought it's because people are closer together and all that. Now it looks like the Sun Belt is really getting it. The hottest of the hot and the drier areas, too, are really getting hit. So we got California and Nevada, which is dry heat. Yeah, you got Florida, and Florida's a hotbed. That's moist heat. But we're not seeing the more humid northern areas. So there's something to this where it's actually liking heat, liking it so much that it'll go up to a 6-foot-tall man. Now, tall men don't have it completely safe either. So when we look at health issues between short men and tall men, and by short men, I think we're looking at 5'4" and below. Short men are more at risk for heart disease. So we've seen that fairly often to the point where I think they want to include short stature as a risk to heart disease, in addition to smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, stress, obesity, lack of exercise, family history of heart disease, personal history of heart disease. All right, those are risk factors for heart disease. Tall men are more at risk for cancer. Maybe it's because their organs are bigger. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because tall men might get more sex and be exposed to HPV, and HPV causes cancer. We don't know. But tall men seem to be more, you know, at risk for cancer. So then you start to wonder, well, okay, if that's been proven and that's a working theory, it's because maybe their organs are bigger or more, you know, able to, there's more of a, shall we say, opportunity for a cancer cell to go rogue in a taller man. Well, maybe the same is true with their noses or their respiratory tree. Maybe it's because there's more surface area that a virus can land on than somebody younger and shorter. Now, the other reason why I think this is so intriguing is you don't see kids as oftenly affected by COVID as older individuals. Is it because they got smaller noses? Is it because they got, you know, is it because they're shorter? So it'd be very interesting to see the kids who get it, were they taller? You know, yeah, we had a couple younger kids or whatever, but I mean, if you look at all the kids that got COVID, were taller ones more likely than younger ones? You know, and I know that could be an age thing, but it's not an age thing when you're looking at 6-foot men compared to 5'4" men. And get this, men shrink as they age because they're just like women, their discs in their back start to desiccate, so then our heights go down. I've always been 5'6". Well, the last time somebody checked my height, I was 5'5½". And I was like, whoa, am I getting shorter? No, I don't want to get shorter. I want to still be a tall model-looking thing like I look like. Right? The taller you are, the skinnier you look. I don't want to be short, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It happens. It happens. Maybe I just have to lose weight and then kind of look taller. So it'd be very interesting to see if this is more of a mechanical thing where they just need a bigger hole, you know, a bigger nose, or they might just need a bigger, you know, mouth. If that's the case, then I would have had COVID 10 times over any 6-foot tall man. We'll see. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.